This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. What a great day when you can have two nonprofits in the studio at the same time that are working together for a great cause. We have Cindy Wilhelm. She's the resident and support program coordinator for Gracious Grounds. Hello, how are you?
Excellent. Thanks for having us.
And Renee Denslow with Bluebird Cancer Retreats. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
This is awesome. You've teamed up together. It's not often I have two nonprofits in the studio. How did this happen?
Well, we had the opportunity through a grant that was given by the Youth Advisory Council as part of the Grand Haven Area Community Foundation to be able to design a project of an integrative nature where 10 of the Gracious Grounds community members and 10 area high school and college students could come together in a collaboration to serve in our community, learning about nonprofits, what they're doing, and providing a way to give back to those nonprofits. We were finishing out our year with wish list fulfillment, and I reached out to Renee and asked if they had any needs, and I'll let her explain that.
So this is just a miracle. We put together a holiday happiness project every year where we reach out to 60 families connected with the local cancer centers, and these are families that are, you know, really struggling financially, sometimes deciding between do I put food on the table or do I get my cancer treatment?
Yep.
And we honestly feel like we can't do enough to make these people have the best holiday that they can have. So we put together gift cards and food, you know, a couple meals, pasta meals and games and things that they can share together with their family. And now we're going to make this even more plentiful with the help of Gracious Grounds.
That's awesome. That kind of stuff costs money, though.
So
they're stepping in to provide the finances for all of this, correct?
If you've been at the grocery store lately, you know that what we could put on the table last year is very different than what we can put on the table this year.
Right.
So, yeah.
And we were very conscientious about looking at surveying youth initially from Grand Haven, Spring Lake, the Career Line Tech Center, and homeschool students in the area to find out what they were passionate about, as well as the residents of Gracious Grounds to find what they wanted to support, do, and interact with in our community. So they chose the projects that we were surveyed in January. We did the surveys in January, and then we moved into serving throughout the spring, took a break for summer, and picked up in the fall. So this fall, we very intentionally utilized what we had been granted to make the most of it. We were able to serve Kids Belong, who are supporting foster and adopting kinship. Last month, it was hand-to-hand. So fighting food insecurity and sending home bags full of nourishment for families that would go home to area school children, and got to hear firsthand about the excitement that those kids have when that backpack club is called down.
Yeah.
And this time, we got to step out in a way that feels very personal and important to several people who have journeyed through that cancer experience with family members, loved ones, and really were excited. And, you know, when I asked the residents, why do you care about this project? They said, it's a lot of excitement and fun, or I care about giving back to my community, and I want to be a part of things. It's helping out, and I get to work with high schoolers and college students. We find that individuals don't always still get to be in community in that way. And to come together with Renee and be able to have us work in community is so important as well.
I love that. What have the high school students learned from all of this working with your crew at Gracious Grounds?
You know, I have found that they have had overwhelmingly positive feedback. And they have senior service hours that are a part of their requirement for some and not for others. But to give that some real purpose and intentionality, and these are future leaders and voters, and they are now showing up and learning about our nonprofits. We've also worked with Love in Action, Kids Food Basket. They wanted to do a beach cleanup, and so we connected in with Alliance for the Great Lakes. And what a perfect opportunity for all these young adults and adults with disabilities to come together to grow an understanding and appreciation of what they each bring to the table, the nonprofits, to see the benefit of just allowing in youth. And it's a win for everybody involved. There is even an individual who has gone on to apply for this to qualify him to become an ambassador for advocacy through the National Down Syndrome Society, and will be going to speak to legislators in Washington to continue to show and just showcase what individuals with disabilities can do.
I love your mission at Gracious Grounds. Mm-hmm. I love the mission at Bluebird Cancer Retreats, and then you put them together. I'm going to start crying. This is amazing. These baskets will be filled with meals, games, activities, gift cards, that kind of thing. It's 60 families in this area affected by cancer.
Yeah, 60 families. It's pretty incredible. And like I said, we work with Lum and Holton and LACS and the Johnson Family Cancer Center and Cancer and Hematology, and we really strategically find who needs us the most. And I just have to say, this program, and Cindy, you know, you have impressed me in so many ways, but this is what the world is about. You know, nonprofits coming together is even bigger. It's bigger than the Holiday Happiness Project. There's no scarcity. We want to work together to make this community as good as it can be. And I'm just overwhelmed. So yeah. Thank you.
This is awesome.
I've been amazed at just reaching out to express the needs that we do have and the way community partners have stepped up to allow those dollars to go even further and even more to be done. So a huge thank you to everyone that's been involved. And we've got our event coming up at Leppings, and they have been gracious to be very supportive of this project and those who are involved. We also targeted really looking at how we could go small local business this time. We've previously gone to Orchard Market for some purchasing. We've done Meyer. A resident works there. We have a couple of residents that work at Orchard Market.
Sure.
And this time we have people who are participating in the Fusion Project that are employed at Leppings and have been there for over a decade and are excited to share with the students about what that experience of employment has been. And then they learn beyond that as they get to know each other and talk. They realize people serve in all manner of capacities in employment, in volunteerism. They serve on boards. They write for the paper. They go to an adaptive college program. Mm-hmm. We're doing all those things. And it's through the generosity of this community that a lot of those doors are opened for the first time.
Right.
And so a huge thank to all of you listening for just what you're doing to continue to make this an equitable and positive living experience for those in our community, because all are endowed with dignity. And it's really cool to see that happen here.
I bet you that some of the high schoolers that help with projects like this, they may go into the nonprofit world themselves after seeing everything that you do.
That's what we hope for. That's what we hope for. This next generation is going to come and lift it up even bigger.
Wow. This is so exciting. So when will the baskets be delivered then?
The first week of December, we're going to hit the ground. We've got 18 volunteers lined up and waiting, because we drive, you know, a ways. You know, we serve across the lakeshore, so into Muskegon and down to Holland, but, you know, and many right around here as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
How exciting. How exciting.
And I have to add.
Yeah.
Bluebird puts about $20,000 into this program every year.
That's a lot of money.
That's donated from Gracious Grounds will now make these bags even more plentiful. So people are coming forward. And like I said, last year, what $200 in a gift card could buy is very different than this year. So we're just excited to make this more plentiful.
I'm excited. This is awesome. If anybody wants to donate for future projects, where do they go? They can go to the Bluebird Cancer Retreat or Bluebird Cancer Retreat's website in Gracious Grounds, correct?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And this was designed to be a one-year grant, but the participants, both at the high school, all at the high school, college, and the Gracious Grounds community members are very hopeful that we'll find a way to make this continue. So if that is of interest to anyone, I would say reach out to Gracious Grounds and let's talk more about how we can keep this going, either through our organization or through other partners within our community.
How exciting. I'm so excited for this. I can't wait to, you know, and you know, dropping that basket off to someone's house, the smile on their face, it'll be a huge relief off their shoulders.
Absolutely.
Just this huge relief, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Wonderful. So nice to meet you, Cindy. And you know, I just appreciate everything that you guys do. And these two nonprofits merging together, that's magic. It is.
It is. It's really, it's
been incredible.
A beautiful, just, yeah, inspired.
Mm-hmm. Can you send me a picture of the finished basket? I'd love to post that on social media at
some
point as we get closer to the holidays. That would be nice for our audience to see.
And we'll be posting things on our social media and along with Gracious Grounds as we go along.
Okay.
So thank you so much. And to the radio station for always supporting us.
Sure.
Honestly, we're so blessed in this community that we can make a call and say, we've got something cool going on. And you jump right in and make it known.
Yeah, and Cindy, I'd like to have you in at least once a quarter. That would be awesome to find out what you guys are working on. That would be great moving forward.
Okay? Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that opportunity.
You bet. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. Yams or sweet potatoes?
Sweet potatoes.
All the things.
All the things. I love it.
I love food.
Thanks for being here. I appreciate it. And happy Thanksgiving to you guys. This is...